This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There was some stump speech boilerplate from Secretary Clinton today, stuff we have heard before.
While corporate profits are at near record highs, paychecks for most people have barely budged. Incomes aren't growing fast enough to keep up with the costs of living, like prescription drugs and child care.
Not all corporate profits are up. I should clarify here, Macy's for just one. The company announced this morning it's closing 100 stores, almost 15% of them, after another quarter of falling profits. Other giant retailers have done the same thing of late, brick and mortar trying to keep up in an era where you don't even have to leave your couch to go shopping. Here's Sally Herships.
When it comes to retail, Macy's is like that couch in the living room at your mom's. You don't even really see it anymore. It's always there. Except soon, it won't be at 100 locations across the country. But do not go blaming the internet.
85% of purchasing happens in a brick-and-mortar environment.
Steve Goldberg is with the Grayson Company, a retail consulting firm. He says the real problem is
the American retail landscape has got far too many stores.
He says retail is bloated, or as the industry says, we are overstored. So how do companies figure out which stores to keep and which to toss overboard? Location plays a big part. Remember the mall? Josh Pollack is with retail consulting firm Parker Avery.
There are quite a few malls in the U.S. that used to be in very good locations, or at least in reasonable locations.
But then population shrank or consumers with less money moved in.
And they're just no longer good locations.
But it's complicated. Steve Goldberg again.
Online and offline stores today have this sort of chemical interaction. Customers want to see product physically, and then they'll go and order it online.
Goldberg says when you close a physical store, online sales in the same geographic area suffer. He says retailers need physical stores, but to make them a success, they need to focus on customer experience, be it bargain hunting or visiting a classic American brand like Macy's. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.